Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhashachi Bhattacharya. The Supreme Court says any order for conducting the NEET UG 2024 afresh has to be on the concrete footing. The Supreme Court today started hearing more than 40 petitions alleging irregularities and malpractices in the conduct of the medical entrance exam NEET UG 2024. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Dr. D.Y. Chandrachur, and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra commenced the critical hearing on a batch of petitions related to the controversy written medical entrance exam NEET UG 2024, saying that it has social ramifications. The court will resume the hearing in the afternoon. Over 23.33 lakh students had taken the test on May 5 at 4,750 centers in 571 cities, including 14 overseas. The CBI has detained four students of AIIMS Patna today in connection with NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case. AIIMS Patna Executive Director Dr. G.K. Paul said the students who have been taken into custody as second and third year of MBBS course. The agency has also seized laptops of detained students and sealed their rooms. The CBI is questioning these students. Justice Nongmei Kapam, Kotisa Singh and Justice R. Mahadevan today took oath as judges of the Supreme Court. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur administered the oath to both the judges. Before his elevation to the apex court, Justice Singh was Chief Justice of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh High Court. Justice R. Mahadevan was Judge of Madras High Court. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated India's first overseas Jan Aushadhi Kendra in Mauritius yesterday. He was joined by Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jagnauth during the inauguration. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said this Aushadhi Kendra is the delivery of the promise made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this year. He further said that the India-Mauritius Health Partnership Project will supply cost-effective made-in-India medicines to augment public health care and enhance well-being. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated the MediClinic project at Grand Bois in Mauritius with Indian grant assistance, calling it the newest expression of our friendship. In Chhattisgarh, two jawans of the Special Task Force were killed in an attack by Maoists late last night. Four jawans have been injured in the incident. According to information received, the Maoists triggered an IED targeting the Special Task Force team when the team was conducting operations against Maoists on the border of Bijapur and Sukma districts of the state. The injured jawans are being airlifted. India and the United Nations has reiterated its call for an immediate and complete ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and called for the release of hostages without any conditions. Delivering his remarks at the United Nations Security Council's UNSC open debate on West Asia, India's deputy representative to the UN, R. Ravindra, also underlined that India's developmental assistance to Palestine in various forms over the years amounts close to $120 million. In Oman, search and rescue operations are ongoing for the remaining crew members of the oil tanker Prestige Falcon, which capsized near the port town of Duqm in Oman. So far, 10 crew members have been located, with 9 found alive and 1 tragically deceased. Among the 9 found alive were 8 Indians and 1 Sri Lankan. The search continues for the remaining 6 crew members. The External Affairs Ministry has urged Indian community members and Indian students residing in Bangladesh to avoid travel and minimize their movement outside their living premises. In an advisory issued in view of the ongoing situation in Bangladesh, Indian High Commission in Dhaka has asked people to reach out to the High Commission and Assistant High Commissions at the 24-hour emergency numbers in case of any urgency or need for assistance. The emergency number of the High Commission in Dhaka is +88019374005091. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.